Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Here's the finalized script. Hey there, health enthusiasts. Alex here, and today we're diving into a topic that I'm sure many of you can relate to, acid reflux and GERD. You know that uncomfortable burning sensation in your chest after a spicy meal? Or maybe you've experienced that sour taste in the back of your throat when you lie down at night? Well, you're not alone. Let's start by understanding what's really going on in our bodies when we experience acid reflux. Imagine your esophagus as a one-way street, with a traffic light at the bottom called the lower esophageal sphincter, or LES for short. Now, in a perfect world, this sphincter only opens to let food down into your stomach. But sometimes that traffic light malfunctions, allowing stomach acid to creep back up into your esophagus. That's when you feel the burn. Now, you might be wondering, Alex, why does this happen to me? Well, there are a few culprits we can point fingers at. First up, our diet. Those late-night pizza runs or that extra cup of coffee might be sabotaging your digestive peace. Foods like spicy dishes, citrus fruits, and even chocolate can be triggers for some people. It's like they're giving your LES a little nudge to relax when it shouldn't. But it's not just about what we eat. It's also about how we eat. Ever rush through lunch at your desk only to feel the burn later? Eating too quickly or overeating can put extra pressure on that LES, making it more likely to let acid sneak through. And let's not forget about lifestyle factors. I know we all love a good Netflix binge, but lying down right after a meal can make it easier for acid to flow back up. Smoking and excessive alcohol can also be troublemakers, relaxing that sphincter when it should be on guard duty. Now, here's something interesting. Did you know that carrying extra weight around your midsection can actually increase your risk of acid reflux? It's like having a constant gentle squeeze on your stomach, pushing its contents upward. But don't worry, my friends. Understanding these root causes is the first step in taking control of your digestive health. In our next segments, we'll dive into some practical tips and lifestyle changes that can help you say goodbye to that fiery feeling in your chest. Remember, your body is uniquely yours, and what triggers reflux for one person might be totally fine for another. That's why it's so important to tune in to your body's signals and maybe even keep a food diary to identify your personal triggers. Stay tuned, because coming up, we'll explore some delicious alternatives to common trigger foods and share some simple lifestyle tweaks that can make a world of difference. Trust me, your esophagus will thank you. And hey, if you're loving this content and want to learn more about taking charge of your health, don't forget to visit our website, nutritionally.com. We've got a treasure trove of articles and resources waiting for you there. Now, let's keep this digestive journey going. Here's the finalized script. Welcome back, everyone. Now that we've laid the groundwork for understanding acid reflux and GERD, let's dig a little deeper into those pesky triggers and root causes. Think of this as your detective work in solving the mystery of your digestive discomfort. First up on our list of usual suspects, dietary triggers. You know, it's funny how the foods we love the most often turn out to be the troublemakers. Take spicy foods, for instance. That delicious curry might be a party in your mouth, but it could be starting a rebellion in your stomach. The same goes for fatty foods. Yeah, I'm looking at you, late-night cheeseburger. They can slow down digestion and increase pressure on that LES we talked about earlier. But wait, there's more. Acidic foods like tomatoes and citrus fruits, while packed with vitamins, can also contribute to reflux. And for all you coffee lovers out there, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that morning brew might be doing more than just waking you up. Caffeine can relax the LES, making it easier for acid to creep back up. Now, let's talk bubbles. Fizzy drinks, whether they're sodas or sparkling water, can increase stomach pressure and lead to belching, which can bring acid along for the ride. It's like a tiny volcanic eruption in your esophagus. But it's not just about what we eat, it's also about our habits. Eating too close to bedtime is like inviting acid reflux to a slumber party in your esophagus. And for those of you who like to eat on the go, wolfing down your food can lead to overeating, and you guessed it, more reflux. Now let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say, the extra weight around our midsections. Carrying excess weight, especially around the belly, can put pressure on your stomach and push acid in the wrong direction. It's like trying to squeeze a full water balloon. Something's got to give. And here's a twist. Stress can play a role too. While it might not directly cause acid reflux, it can make you more sensitive to discomfort and lead to behaviors that trigger reflux, like stress eating or reaching for those comfort foods. For some of us, underlying health conditions like hiatal hernias can be the root cause. It's like having a structural issue in your digestive plumbing system. Now, I know this might sound like a long list of don'ts, but don't worry. Understanding these triggers is incredibly empowering. It means you can start making informed choices about what you eat and how you live. Here's a little challenge for you. Over the next week, try keeping a food and symptom diary. Jot down what you eat, when you eat it, and any symptoms you experience. You might be surprised at the patterns you discover. It's like being a scientist in your own digestive lab. Remember, everyone's triggers are different. What sets off your friend's reflux might be totally fine for you. That's why personalized awareness is key. In our next segment, we'll explore some practical strategies to tackle these triggers head on. Trust me, you don't have to give up all your favorite foods to find relief. It's about finding that sweet spot where enjoyment meets comfort. Stay tuned, folks. We're just getting started on this journey to a happier, healthier gut. And don't forget, for more in-depth info and resources, hop over to nutritionally.com. Your digestive system will thank you for it. Here's the finalized script. All right, health champions, let's dive into the exciting world of dietary modifications. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, how can changing my diet be exciting? But trust me, when you feel the relief and see the positive changes, you'll be as pumped as I am. Let's start with a game changer, high-fiber foods. These are your digestive system's best friends. Think whole grains, root vegetables, and leafy greens. Not only do they keep things moving smoothly, but they also help you feel fuller longer. This means you're less likely to overeat, which we know can trigger reflux. It's like giving your stomach a comfy pillow instead of squeezing it into tight jeans. Now let's talk about the power of alkaline foods. These are foods with a higher pH that can help neutralize stomach acid. Non-fat milk and low-fat yogurt are great examples. They're like little firefighters, rushing in to cool down the burn. And here's a fun fact. Ginger, with its anti-inflammatory superpowers, can be incredibly soothing for your digestive tract. Try sipping on some ginger tea after meals. It's like a spa day for your esophagus. But it's not just about adding foods. Sometimes it's about swapping them out. Instead of that greasy pizza, why not try a whole grain flatbread with lean protein and veggies? You still get that satisfying meal without the reflux regret. Here's a trick I love, the apple before bed test. If you're craving a late night snack, ask yourself if you're hungry enough to eat an apple. If not, you might just be eating out of habit, which can lead to nighttime reflux. It's a simple way to check in with your body's real needs. Now, let's address the elephant in the room, portion sizes. I get it, we all love a good feast, but eating smaller, more frequent meals can be a game changer for managing reflux. Think of it as giving your stomach manageable tasks throughout the day instead of one big project it has to rush through. Here's a fun challenge for you. This week, try to eat the rainbow. No, I don't mean Skittles. I'm talking about incorporating a variety of colorful fruits and vegetables into your meals. Not only are these generally less likely to trigger reflux, but they're also packed with nutrients that support overall health. It's like giving your body a colorful, nutritious party. And let's not forget about hydration. Water is your esophagus's best friend. It helps dilute stomach acid and aids in digestion. But here's a pro tip. Sip water throughout the day instead of chugging large amounts at once. It's like giving your stomach a gentle stream instead of a flood. Remember, everyone's body is different. What works for one person might not work for another. That's why it's so important to pay attention to your body's signals. Keep that food diary we talked about earlier, and don't be afraid to experiment with different foods and combinations. The goal here isn't to create a list of foods you can never eat again. It's about finding a balance that allows you to enjoy your meals without the discomfort of reflux. Think of it as creating your own personal recipe for digestive happiness. In our next segment, we'll explore some lifestyle changes that complement these dietary modifications. Because, as we all know, true health is about more than just what's on our plates. Stay tuned, my health savvy friends. And remember, for more detailed guides and delicious reflux-friendly recipes, head over to nutritionally.com. Your taste buds and your esophagus will both thank you. Here's the finalized script. Welcome back, Wellness Warriors. Now that we've tackled the food side of things, let's dive into some lifestyle changes that can make a world of difference in managing acid reflux symptoms. Trust me, these tips are like secret weapons in your fight against heartburn. First up, let's talk about the power of gravity. I know it sounds like we're in a science class, but hear me out. Staying upright for at least 3 hours after eating can be a game changer. Think of it as giving your stomach time to do its job without any interference. So maybe swap that post-dinner Netflix binge on the couch for a relaxing evening walk. It's a win-win. You digest better and get some steps in. Now, let's address the elephant in the bedroom, your sleeping position. If you're a side sleeper, try sleeping on your left side. It's like giving your stomach a little downhill slide, making it harder for acid to creep up. And here's a trick that changed my life. Elevate the head of your bed by about 6 to 8 inches. Don't just pile on pillows. That can actually make things worse by bending your body in weird ways. Instead, try putting blocks under the legs of your bed at the head end. It's like creating a gentle slope that keeps the acid where it belongs, in your stomach. Let's chat about stress for a moment. I know, easier said than done, right? But managing stress can have a huge impact on your digestive health. When we're stressed, our bodies go into fight or flight mode, which isn't great for digestion. Try incorporating some relaxation techniques into your daily routine. Maybe it's a few minutes of deep breathing, a short meditation, or even just taking a moment to enjoy your cup of tea without multitasking. Think of it as pressing the reset button on your stress levels. Now, I'm about to say something that might not be popular, but it's important. Let's talk about smoking and alcohol. Both of these can relax that lower esophageal sphincter we talked about earlier, making it easier for acid to sneak back up. If you're a smoker, quitting can have a massive impact on your reflux symptoms. And for alcohol, moderation is key. Maybe swap that second glass of wine for a sparkling water with a splash of juice. Your esophagus will thank you. Here's a fun one. Let's talk fashion. Tight clothing around your waist and abdomen can put extra pressure on your stomach. It's like squeezing a toothpaste tube from the middle. Stuff's going to come out the wrong end. Opt for looser-fitting clothes, especially when you're eating. It's the perfect excuse to embrace those comfy, flowy styles. And now the big one, weight management. I know this can be a sensitive topic, but even a small amount of weight loss can have a significant impact on reflux symptoms. It's not about crash diets or extreme measures. Instead, focus on making sustainable changes to your diet and activity levels. Every little bit helps. Here's a challenge for you. This week, try to incorporate one new healthy habit into your routine. Maybe it's taking a short walk after dinner, practicing deep breathing for 5 minutes a day, or swapping your tight jeans for something more comfortable during meals. Small changes can lead to big results. Remember, these lifestyle changes aren't about restricting your life. They're about enhancing it. The goal is to find a balance that allows you to enjoy your days and nights without the discomfort of reflux. In our next segment, we'll explore some natural remedies that can complement these lifestyle changes. Because sometimes, Mother Nature has some pretty amazing tricks up her sleeve. Stay tuned, my reflux-fighting friends. And don't forget, for more detailed guides and tips on managing acid reflux, head over to nutritionally.com. Your happier, healthier self is just a few clicks away. Here's the finalized script. Welcome back, everyone. Let's dive into a topic that's close to my heart, and probably yours too, stress and weight management. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, how are stress and weight connected to my acid reflux? Well, buckle up, because we're about to connect some dots. First, let's talk about stress. We've all been there. Deadlines looming, kids screaming, and suddenly that familiar burn starts creeping up your chest. It's not just in your head. While stress doesn't directly cause acid reflux, it can certainly make your symptoms feel worse. When we're stressed, our bodies go into survival mode and digestion takes a back seat, It's like your stomach is saying, hey, I'm trying to work here, but your brain is too busy freaking out to listen. So how do we tackle this stress monster? Well, I'm a big fan of the pause and breathe technique. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to stop what you're doing and take 3 deep breaths. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. And here's a fun trick. Try smiling while you do it. I know it sounds silly, but there's science behind it. Smiling, even if it's forced, can actually help reduce stress levels. It's like tricking your brain into thinking everything's okay. Now let's address the elephant in the room, weight management. I know this can be a sensitive topic, but hear me out. Carrying extra weight, especially around your midsection, is like constantly squeezing a tube of toothpaste from the middle. That extra pressure can force stomach acid up into your esophagus. But here's the good news. Even small changes can make a big difference. I'm not talking about crash diets or extreme workouts. Instead, focus on making sustainable changes. Maybe start by swapping 1 sugary drink a day for water or adding an extra serving of veggies to your meals. It's about progress, not perfection. Here's a challenge for you. This week, try the walk and talk method. Next time you're on the phone, stand up and walk around while you chat. It's an easy way to sneak in some extra movement without feeling like you're exercising. Now let's talk about the mind-body connection. Have you ever noticed how your reflux symptoms seem to flare up during stressful times? That's not a coincidence. Stress can make us more sensitive to discomfort, so what might have been a minor twinge before suddenly feels like a 4-alarm fire in your chest. One technique I love for managing both stress and weight is mindful eating. It's simple. When you eat, just eat. No phones, no TV, no distractions. Pay attention to the flavors, textures, and how your body feels. It's like meditation, but with food. Not only can this help reduce stress, but it can also prevent overeating, which is a win-win for reflux management. Remember, everyone's journey is different. What works for one person might not work for another. The key is to find strategies that fit into your life and that you enjoy. Because let's face it, if you hate doing something, you're not going to stick with it long term. And here's a little secret. Be kind to yourself. Stress management and weight loss aren't about perfection. It's about making small, consistent choices that add up over time. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small they might seem. In our next segment, we'll explore some natural remedies that can complement these stress and weight management techniques, because sometimes a little help from Mother Nature can go a long way. Stay tuned, my stress-busting, health-boosting friends. And don't forget, for more detailed guides and tips on managing stress and weight for better digestive health, swing by nutritionally.com. Your calmer, healthier self is waiting for you there. Here's the finalized script. Welcome back, everyone. Now let's talk about something that many of you might be reaching for when heartburn strikes, medications. While lifestyle changes are fantastic, sometimes we need a little extra help, and that's where these remedies come in handy. First up, let's chat about antacids. These are like the superheroes of quick relief. You know those chewable tablets that taste like chalky fruit? They work by neutralizing stomach acid, giving you that ah moment pretty fast. Think of them as fire extinguishers for your esophagus. But here's the catch. They're great for occasional use, but they're not a long-term solution. Using them too often might lead to some, interesting bathroom experiences, if you catch my drift. Next on our list are H2 blockers. These are the middlemen of heartburn relief. They don't work as quickly as antacids, but their effects last longer. H2 blockers reduce the amount of acid your stomach produces. It's like telling your stomach to take it easy on the acid production for a while. You might recognize names like famotidine or cimetidine. These are common over-the-counter options. Now let's talk about the big guns, proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs. These are the marathon runners of heartburn medications. They don't just reduce acid, they block its production altogether. PPIs are typically used for frequent heartburn or GERD. They're strong stuff, so they're usually recommended for short-term use under a doctor's guidance. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that some people use a combination of these medications? It's like creating your own personal heartburn fighting squad. For example, you might use an antacid for quick relief while waiting for a PPI to kick in. But remember, always chat with your healthcare provider before mixing medications. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, are these medications safe? It's a great question. Like any medication, they can have side effects, especially with long-term use. That's why it's super important to use them as directed and keep your doctor in the loop. Here's a pro tip. If you find yourself reaching for heartburn medications more than twice a week, it's time for a chat with your healthcare provider. It could be a sign that there's something more going on, or that you might benefit from a different treatment approach. Remember, medications are tools in your heartburn-fighting toolkit, not a cure-all. They work best when combined with the lifestyle changes we've been talking about. It's like teamwork. The medications provide relief while you make changes to prevent the heartburn from happening in the first place. And here's a little challenge for you. Next time you reach for that antacid, take a moment to think about what might have triggered your heartburn. Was it that spicy lunch? Eating too close to bedtime? Keeping a mental note can help you identify patterns and maybe even prevent future episodes. In our next segment, we'll explore some exciting diagnostic tools that doctors use to get to the bottom of persistent reflux issues. Because sometimes, understanding what's going on inside can be the key to finding lasting relief. Stay tuned, my heartburn battling buddies. And remember, for more in-depth information about heartburn medications and when to seek medical advice, hop over to nutritionally.com. Your esophagus will thank you for being so proactive. Here's the finalized script. All right, health champions, let's get real for a moment. While we've been talking about managing acid reflux and GERD on your own, there are times when it's crucial to bring in the professionals. So let's chat about when it's time to wave the white flag and seek medical help. First up, frequency is key. If you're experiencing heartburn more than twice a week, even after trying the lifestyle changes and over-the-counter remedies we've discussed, it's time to book that doctor's appointment. Think of it as your digestive system's way of saying, hey, I need some expert attention here. Now let's talk about some red flags that should send you straight to your healthcare provider. If you're experiencing difficulty swallowing or feel like food is getting stuck in your throat, that's not something to ignore. It could be a sign of something more serious, and it's definitely worth getting checked out. Here's another one to watch for, unexplained weight loss. If you're losing weight without trying, especially if it's accompanied by persistent heartburn, it's time to get that checked out. Your body might be telling you something important. Let's address the nighttime issues. If acid reflux is consistently disrupting your sleep or causing you to wake up coughing or choking, that's your cue to seek medical help. Quality sleep is crucial for overall health, and your nightly rest shouldn't be a battleground with acid reflux. Now here's a big one, chest pain. I know it can be tempting to brush it off as just bad heartburn, but chest pain can be a symptom of more serious conditions, including heart problems. It's always better to err on the side of caution and get it checked out, especially if the pain is severe or accompanied by shortness of breath, arm pain, or jaw pain. Let's talk about your voice. If you're experiencing persistent hoarseness or a sore throat, particularly in the morning, it could be a sign that stomach acid is irritating your vocal cords. While this might not seem urgent, ongoing irritation can lead to more serious issues down the line. Here's something many people don't realize. Dental problems can be a sign of chronic acid reflux. If your dentist is noticing increased tooth decay or enamel erosion, and you can't pinpoint another cause, it might be time to discuss acid reflux with your doctor. Now, for those of you who are already taking medications for acid reflux, pay attention to how well they're working. If you find that you need to use over-the-counter remedies more and more frequently, or if they're becoming less effective, that's a sign it's time to consult with your healthcare provider. They might need to adjust your treatment plan. Remember, persistent or worsening symptoms, even if they seem mild, are worth discussing with a healthcare professional. It's not about being paranoid, it's about being proactive with your health. Here's a challenge for you. Take a moment to reflect on your acid reflux symptoms. Have they changed recently? Are they affecting your quality of life? If you're nodding yes to either of these, it might be time to schedule that doctor's visit. In our final segment coming up, we'll wrap everything up and give you some actionable steps to take control of your digestive health. Because knowledge is power, but action is what really makes the difference. Stay tuned, my health-savvy friends. And remember, for more detailed information on managing acid reflux and recognizing when to seek medical help, visit us at nutritionally.com. Your gut health journey is important, and we're here to support you every step of the way. Here's the finalized script. Welcome back, Health Heroes. We've reached our final segment, and it's time to talk about the long game, strategies for maintaining gut health over the long haul. Because let's face it, we're not just aiming for temporary relief. We want lasting digestive happiness. First up, let's talk about the power of consistency. All those lifestyle changes we've discussed, they're not just quick fixes. They're habits to cultivate. Think of it like tending a garden. A little daily care goes a long way. Maybe start by picking one or two changes that resonate with you and focus on making them a regular part of your routine. It could be as simple as swapping your after-dinner snack for a soothing herbal tea or taking a short walk after meals. Small, consistent steps lead to big changes over time. Now, let's chat about the gut-brain connection. Your digestive system and your brain are like best friends. They're constantly communicating. That's why stress management isn't just good for your mind. It's crucial for your gut health, too. Consider incorporating some stress-busting activities into your daily routine. Maybe it's a few minutes of meditation, some gentle yoga, or even just taking time to laugh with friends. Your gut will thank you for the positive vibes. Here's something exciting. Let's talk about probiotics and prebiotics. Think of probiotics as the good bacteria that help keep your gut in balance, while prebiotics are their favorite food. Including probiotic-rich foods like yogurt, kefir, or sauerkraut in your diet can help maintain a healthy gut flora. And don't forget about prebiotic foods like garlic, onions, and bananas. They're like fertilizer for your good gut bacteria. Now, let's address the elephant in the room, patience. Healing your gut and managing acid reflux is often not an overnight process. It's more like a marathon than a sprint. Be patient with your body and celebrate small victories along the way. Maybe you went a whole week without heartburn, or you found a new favorite reflux-friendly recipe. These are all wins worth acknowledging. Here's a pro tip: keep a gut health journal. Jot down what you eat, how you feel, and any symptoms you experience. Over time, you'll start to see patterns emerge, which can be incredibly empowering. It's like becoming the detective of your own digestive system. Let's talk about the importance of regular checkups. Even if your symptoms improve, it's a good idea to keep your healthcare provider in the loop. They can help you stay on track and catch any potential issues early. Think of it as routine maintenance for your digestive system. Now, here's a fun challenge for you. Try to incorporate a new gut-friendly food into your diet each week. It could be a type of fermented food you've never tried before, or a new vegetable rich in prebiotic fiber. Not only does this keep things interesting, but it also expands the diversity of nutrients you're feeding your gut. Remember, gut health isn't just about managing acid reflux. It's about nurturing your overall well-being. A healthy gut can impact everything from your immune system to your mood. So by taking care of your digestive system, you're really investing in your whole self. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. Your gut health journey is uniquely yours. What works for one person might not work for another, and that's okay. The key is to stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay in tune with your body. Thank you for joining me on this digestive health adventure. I hope you're feeling empowered and excited to take charge of your gut health. Remember, for more in-depth articles, recipes, and tips on maintaining long-term gut health, visit us at nutritionally.com. We're here to support you every step of the way on your journey to a happier, healthier gut. Until next time, keep nurturing that amazing digestive system of yours. Your future self will thank you for it. Thank you for joining us on the Nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.